time is a limited commodity, and we've all heard the saying, work smarter, not harder. I've always said work smarter and harder.
And harder.
But the popular saying is work smarter, not harder.
It's using your time wisely, like you were saying. I was reading a whole lot in this area as I was preparing for the show, and it's more about managing your energy. This is what I kept reading, was it's more about managing your energy rather than time management. If you have energy, just think about this. You do kind of focus on something a whole lot better when you're doing something, if you have the energy for it. It's easier to get things done that we have passion for. If we really get excited about this cleaning thing and I get it done, it'll be off my checklist. It'll be over. We tend to be more productive. That's our first tip, is that you have to get some energy for the job, and then you probably will be more productive.
You do make a good point. When I've got a big project coming up, if I take it easy a couple of days prior and say, you know what, let's get ready.
Yeah.
When it does come, if I hadn't burned myself out the two nights before,
you're ready to go.
We're good to go, yeah.
Here's an interesting fact. In 1926, before you and I were born, even me, Henry Ford, who we all know as an American industrialist and founder of the Ford Motor Company, he conducted a bunch of experiments, and this is what he found. And this is so counter to what we're doing today. He found that if you reduce your work week from 10 hours to 8 hours a day, and if you take your day and you shorten it from 6 hours to five, that your productivity increases.
Wow, we've gotten away from that, haven't we?
We really have. We should promote these five-hour days.
I'm not so sure how well that would go over, but you're constantly reminding us about what happens when we don't get enough sleep, and for example, when we pull an all-nighter, when we study or have lots of things to do. How does lack of sleep affect your productivity?
It's funny because it's a simple thing, and it's not something we think about, but the lack of sleep is one of the things that stops people from being productive. It's important for us not to overwork ourselves, of course, and a lot of people do. A lot of you listening are working long, long hours. Then you might be in bed at night, and you're thinking about all the things you have to get done the next day, or the new project, or how you're going to deal with an employee, or whatever it might be. And then you stay up, and you're wrestling during the night, and you're not sleeping much.
Right.
And so that is a very, very important concept, to get good sleep, to be productive. It's one thing I tell the medical students all the time. None of this cramming for a test at the last minute. If you want to get a good grade, get 8 to 10 hours of sleep and you'd probably get a better grade.
Even though Thomas Edison was embarrassed by his napping habit.
He used to nap?
Yes.
Thomas Edison, the inventor, napped?
Daily. And then John F. Kennedy ate lunch in bed and then settled in for a nap every day.
Every day as the president.
Right, yeah.
So he had his lunch served in bed. I'm picturing that.